Disney chairman Bob Iger is speaking out in a couple of interviews, and Brian says he has a take on what he had to say. Saz?
Yeah, I thought this one particular quote on a competitor network really stood out to me and maybe should be reflected upon if you are a CEO of a company and you're wondering if it's time to get the hell out. Iger said, quote, "Over time, I started listening less and maybe with a little less tolerance of other people's opinions, maybe because of getting a little bit more overconfident in my own, which is sometimes what happens when you get built up." So Iger essentially is saying he reached that point where he was believing in his own hype. Not surprising. I mean, he has created the modern day Disney, went out there, bought Lucasfilms, brought Star Wars into the family, the Fox assets. So, and again, every story pretty much I have seen on Bob Iger has been positive. But here's my take on him. With good reason. Perhaps those stories have been mostly positive. Stock shares of Disney up 315% during his tenure, almost three times the advance in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. As I mentioned, Iger created the modern day Disney. Star Wars, the parks have been reinvented, really in large part because of Iger's efforts there at the company. And then lastly, you know, just one observation, being a financial journalist, as we are, he created a market for CEO pay stories. And just looking at Iger's compensation the last few years as he was CEO, in 2020, total compensation for Bob Iger, $21 million. Before that, $47 million. 2018, $65.6 million. And then 2017, he was a little bit slumming it, I would say, only pulling in $36.2 million. So again, Iger creating that market for CEO pay stories.